Hello, are you, can you understand us?
Cleek!
Cleek?
Cleek?
Cleek? Cleek, Cleek. Hello? Hello, hello. Are you on a ship?
Cleek!
So that's a yes.
Cleek.
Not a very big vocabulary. Are you looking at a blue light? A blue?
Distress?
No.
Distress?
No distress.
Nope. No distress.
No. Communication.
Distress? Sleek?
Are you under distress? You're distressed. Inside the... Do you see a blue light?
Yes.
Inside the blue light there's a translator so that we can understand you better.
Welcome.
That's better.
Oh, welcome.
We can understand each other now.
Distress. Help.
You're under distress?
Yes.
What are the circumstances?
I'm Azrael.
Are you, let me ask you, are you close to Earth?
I don't know.
A blue planet underneath you, possibly?
I'm in distress.
What's the nature of your distress? Maybe we can help.
Trying to escape.
Who are you running from?
I'm Azrian.
Ambazrian?
I'm Ambazrian.
You are Ambazrian?
Yes. I'm a princess.
You are a princess?
Yes.
Oh, so you're females.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Who's chasing you? Who's chasing you?
My father's guards.
Father's guards. What are the circumstances? What, Well, let me put it this way. Are you in Federation?
No, I'm trying to get this link. I'm trying to get the slang.
The slang?
Slang.
Slang. Why are they? Yes. Why are they chasing you?
They're going to stone me to death.
Oh no. What's your crime?
Leaving without being married.
Oh.
See, my father is a king. He has 26 daughters, and he gives them away for more power. And I ran away from that.
Well, I admire you for that. That's
so his guards are chasing me, and I will be stoned.
Are you on a ship running away?
Yes, an escape pod.
An escape pod.
Yes. Hold on. Don't leave, please.
Hold on to the line. Hold on to the line.
I hope you can help me get to my friend.
We have some very powerful friends ourselves. This communication link, at the other end of it are some very high, very friendly beings.
Who are you?
We're a couple of humans on Earth.
Humans?
Yeah, we're very low, but we have very high friends. And we've seen them help others. They might be able to help you. Your name's Gleek?
No, Adrianos.
Adrianos. Let's write this down. What I'm going to have you do is see if you can connect us with them, and then I'll have them reconnect with you and see if they can help you.
Please don't leave me.
You
are the first beings that I've run into since I left 2 days ago.
Let's see what we can do. I'm writing down your name.
Adrianos.
Okay. Hold on for a second here, Mark. See if you can reach Wuzik.
Okay.
Let's do a three-way here.
All right. Wuzik, I'm calling for my friend. Wuzik, he's here.
Okay, Wuzik, can you help Adrianos?
Do you hear that?
She's running for her life. She's on the line right now.
She's on the line.
I see something very strange coming in.
Well, they do look very strange.
What is that? That's probably my friend Wuzik. He's giving me a 1 minute signal, meaning he's going to be coming very close.
He'll look very strange, possibly, but he's extremely
high
and very powerful.
Very nice being.
Yes. He
this him?
He's a friend of ours.
Does he have a hat on?
Yes.
A bell cap hat?
Yes.
That's him. That's Wuzik.
Tell him your problem and ask for his help. That's a good sign.
Okay.
That's a good sign.
Thank you for helping me. He is here. He wants to speak with you.
Okay, don't let him leave until he helps you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I hope we're able to help.
Thank you.
If not, we'll try to connect again somehow.
Yeah, stay with him.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello, Wuzik.
How are you?
Fine.
Wuzik for Wuzik.
Well, we have a damsel in distress
yes,
here.
Yes, distress. She's distressed.
Is she right there with you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you help her?
Of course.
Of course.
Hold on. I'll send you back with Mills, and then I'll be there after I help her.
Okay. Right. Okay. Great.
Okay. Hold on.
And maybe
okay.
We can talk to her again later after we find out how she's doing.
Okay.
Find out how she's doing. Okay.
Hold on.
Excellent.
Hello.
Is it
Mel's?
No.
Is it, meniscus.
Meniscus.
Yes.
Oh,
how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Do you remember me?
Of course.
Good. High fives.
High fives. There you go.
Oh, you're so sweet. High fives.
Oh, coming up.
We got Wuzik helping a princess in distress.
Yeah, Wuzik said grab the line until he gets back.
She's running for her life. She didn't want to marry somebody that her father was hooking her up with, so she ran. And now her guards are chasing her, trying to kill her.
Oh.
So it's fortunate that we have this additional avenue for contacting Wuzik. So we were able to keep her on the line and then connect directly with Wuzik and have him come and help her. So that's what he's doing. Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
A very nice deed.
Just never know. You know, you never know who's going to come on the line, do you? I thought she was one of you guys.
Oh, no.
But, you know.
She's a little bit too strange.
Stranger than us?
Not that bad. Not that bad.
So you see what she looks like?
Yes.
Does she even look remotely like a human?
No. Did you see what she looks like?
Yeah. Dad is here?
Yes.
She's got little antennas.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Green body. I see the green face. She looks very pretty.
She's a royalty code.
Wow. Blue eyes.
Yes.
Beautiful. Very beautiful.
Yes.
Does this mean that she's part of this other group almost as large as the Federation?
No.
We dealt with in regards to the Viceroy?
No. She's not a Viceroy.
Okay, she's from a system that is not Federation.
Hold on, Wuzik is speaking to me.
Oh, okay.
She's safe. She's safe.
Excellent.
Okay. They're going to change her name and identity codes.
And they can do that so they'll never find her?
Correct.
And she's with friends now?
Yes.
And now can they just... Can these guards just go looking for her friends and find her that way?
No. No.
Well, I'm sure she's very happy now. This is
Yeah, she's dancing.
This is good news. Okay. I guess that's our new job, isn't it, with this this line of ours?
Yeah, we're the saviors.
We keep getting, different beings in distress, and we're able to get a hold of you guys to help out.
Well, we're here to help out. Hold on, Wuzik's coming back.
Okay.
Oh, hold on, Mels is here.
Okay.
That's why he's going to connect to Mels.
Yeah, everybody's here.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, hello, Zik.
Hello, Mels.
How are you?
High fives.
Sweet.
Hey, Mels.
Hello, Marcus. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
We just helped a princess in distress. You hear about that?
No.
Instead of getting us RS, we got this stranger that came on, and she said she was in distress, that guards, her father wanted to marry her off to somebody that she didn't want to marry, so she left, and the father sent the guards after her to stone her to death.
Oh, my.
And so she's running through space in this little ship, I guess, in this escape pod, and she stumbles on our line. And we were able to get Wuzik's attention, so he was able to help her. So once again, the planets have saved the universe.
Yes.
Very humorous. Very humorous.
I'm sure she's grateful.
I'm sure she is.
So
Wuzik's with her.
Oh, good.
Yes, calming her down, making her feel more adaptable. Good. So are you ready to start the business?
Yep, so you have to...
We have a new friend, the mighty Zeus.
Yeah, Zeus, yeah.
Yeah, Zeus. So this has kind of put a new wrinkle on everything.
Yeah.
And I don't...
I'm not too savvy on him.
Neither am I. That makes two of us. Apparently he wants his world back.
Yeah, just watch yourself.
I'm trying to. What's your advice? Should I help him or not?
I really wouldn't help him because he's very cocky. Very cocky.
So it looks like there's two directions that the world can go in, instead of just the one with the Federation.
See, he wants everything to his the way he wants it. He's non-flexible.
Yes.
And I'm not into that. I am not into that.
Maybe the human race needs something like that, though.
Yes and no. Could he make it better? Possibly, yes. But, you know, everything belongs to Zeus. It's like blah, 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 blah. I'm more into freedoms and having fun and picnics and things like that.
Now, would Earth be able to enjoy those things with the Federation here better than the Zeus would?
I believe so. Technology, intercourses, things like that.
Zeus wouldn't approve of intercourses?
No, unless you had his permissions.
Oh.
We're talking about intercourses.
We're talking, that's what we're talking about.
Yes, reproductions.
So he would, my assumption was that he was going to kind of keep a hands-off approach to the human race as long as he got his devotions.
Oh, no. He's very, very inflexible and very, very...
Domineering.
Everyone is his children, and he has every right to look into his children.
Now,
and he makes more and more rules.
Doesn't he have the way I put it is a pre-existing claim on the Earth? Doesn't he have? Isn't he first in line?
He left.
So he relinquished that when he left.
Correct. He can come back, but see, the Earth is a Federation planet.
But it was a Federation before he got here, wasn't it?
No.
But it was a Federation at one point?
Like, yes.
Okay, so he was here first?
It's either Federation-based or Zeus-based.
Now, on Mars, they're both Federation and
they're Federation on top.
With the...
They're a Federation on top, which means there's ports.
Are you talking about the surface of the Martian planet?
Yes.
Or the high society?
Martian planet.
Oh, okay. So the physical planet itself is property of the Federation, but the
surface.
But the peoples on it are
the accretions.
The accretions.
Yes.
So it was my understanding that the occupants of Mars underground had access to technologies as long as they kept it underground.
Some technologies, yes.
Okay.
Some.
So just at a lower scale.
Yes.
So. So I should see. I've got a piece of Zeus in me.
Yes, his foot.
He's anticipating us working closely together to put together these groups.
Do you still feel it?
Every time I talk about him.
Yes.
So
he's not shy, to say the least.
He doesn't seem like a shy...
No, he's not.
A shy god.
No.
You think he'd be good for the business? I'm kidding.
Stay away from him.
No, I know. I'm just cracking the joke.
So my position should be that, you know, he had his chance and he chose to leave.
Well, I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying he's reverent. But I'm saying that if he's in charge, everything goes through the mighty Zeus. And is that really how you want to live? By more rules, more regulations.
Well, the Federation brings along with it its own rules
and
regulations.
Yes, but not for intercourses, not for masturbations, not for self-servience, self-preservations. You have a strict code, but they're codes. They're not Dominic rules.
And with the Federation, you have much more personal freedom.
Correct. It's personal choices. You can't do this, you can't do that. There's rules and regulations to keep the world in order. But if you want to do, if you want to marry, if you want to watch a certain producing show or something, you have every right. You have rights.
No.
With Zeus, you don't have rights. You have his choices.
Now, is it true that his temples were built with slave labor?
Yes.
So he doesn't have any problems with subjugating humans to slavery?
Correct. They get treated fairly, they get foods and things, but they will be slaves.
Now on Mars you have a different caste, different levels of society. Would he want to create that here and have different levels of society?
I don't believe so. Down on Earth, he keeps everyone the same, basically.
He just wants everybody serving him?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so at some point he's going to want a definite yes or no answer from me, correct?
Correct.
So I don't have anything to worry about because I have the planets backing me up, right? Free wills and everything?
What, if you go with him, you mean?
Well, if I choose not to go with him.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Because I want what's best for the Earth. In my past, the generation that I was a part of, we strove to create a technology-free society. And
hippie-based.
I wasn't going to use that term, but yeah.
Hippie-based, yes.
Hippies.
The runaround hippies, they were called.
But even they would rebel against what you're describing.
Yes.
Zeus would impose. So,
love me flowers, orange and greens.
Yeah, you would have liked it, wouldn't it? Wouldn't
no.
You?
Discos, no.
It sounds like a lot. It sounds a lot like one of your parties.
Our parties are much. We don't use drugs.
We don't have to.
Correct. But your parties were, I would say something that your parties were very fluid-like. They were very, everyone got together as social-based.
Yeah.
Which was good.
And a lot of dancing.
Very much.
Playing of simple instruments.
Yes.
Free food.
Free food.
Free love.
Yes. Hippies.
Hippies, yeah. And enjoying just...
Smile my power.
Flower power.
Yes.
Flower power.
And I went to one gathering. I was telling these two guys about it before, and you had to hike up through the mountains to get there. And when you got to the site where everybody was at, there was this big sign that said "Welcome Home." I've got a picture of that too. So that's what I was comparing it to. But you're saying it'll be nothing like that. It'll just be another tyranny.
In a way, yes. Yes, he'll take care of you as long as you show him gratitudes every minute.
Does he approve of human sacrifices? How far does he go?
No.
Animal sacrifices?
No sacrifices.
Well, that's good. That's a point in his favor, I think.
Yeah, just praises.
Just praises.
Yes.
But for those that want to rebel, the
he would stomp him out with his sandals.
The sentence is very severe.
Yes.
And when Zeus stamps someone out, they don't get back up again, do they?
No.
There's no afterlife?
Correct. He keeps them banished.
It's like their entire existence ceases to be.
Correct.
But even the high society are capable of doing that, aren't they? Because of what happened to Saaris's mother.
Yes.
So that's, I think, out of everything, for me, I think that's the most scary. To have that happen to somebody, you know. To have your entire life just completely obliterated, wiped out.
Yes.
Because we all plan on, you know, whatever happens to us here, we'll always have an afterlife.
Yes, you have a safety line.
Yeah. We can't imagine what it would be like not to have that. It's just too terrifying to even contemplate. I guess that makes me feel a lot better, clarifying things a little bit. So the Federation, it's pretty much destined that they're going to take possession of this world pretty soon?
I can't say destined or not.
What determines that? Something that we can do?
Yes.
And what is that? Something you can talk about?
Not right now, no.
So when can you talk about it? Like maybe 5 seconds before 2012? it's like hurry, I got 5 seconds to tell you.
Very humorous.
And it's going to happen. My best guess is that the Federation is, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, good. My best guess is that the Federation is waiting to see what the planets do regarding this portal. Because the portal will stop the floods, and they can't do anything with a flooded planet. So they're going to wait to see if the planets are able to stop the flood, stop the pole shift, or whatever. And then they'll be able to come in and announce their presence and say there's a new crowd in town. What do you think of that idea?
Very close.
Very close?
Very close. There is a comet coming.
So what's it going to be? Is it going to be a comet or a pole shift or both?
Well, you have to understand something. The comet will do the pole shift.
Okay.
It's going to be so large that it will tilt the Earth on its side. And then the portal downtown, Drenzi will come in and take over. But that's been stopped.
That's already been stopped?
Yes.
The portal?
Yes.
So we don't have to go down there at 20 minutes to midnight on 2012 and save the world? It's already been taken care of?
In a way, it's been taken care of. Now, I don't know if they still want you to go down or not.
I bet you they do, just for the fun of it.
Probably. But the comet's still on course.
Okay, so what's going to stop the comet? Anything, or is it going to be allowed to... Yeah. Are they still trying to decide whether humanity is worth saving or not?
Oh, no, it's already prejudged.
In our favor? You didn't say which way.
So the comet's going to hit Earth?
It's planning to.
It's going to...
Would you like to see?
Sure.
Is it going to hit, or just get so close that it causes problems?
Nice size. This comet, I don't know if it's in the middle of, outer space somewhere?
Yes.
Is that 40?
I'll show you the course.
Wow. Very interesting. Oh my god. Dead on.
Dead on.
Oh my gosh,
dead on?
It is dead on.
2012.
And if our government doesn't do anything to shoot it down.
How big is it compared to the size of the Earth?
About a quarter of the size.
Yeah, it's really not that large.
Well, no, that's big enough.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's fast. It's going to come at 30,000 miles an hour.
So, is it going to be allowed to hit or not?
I'm not allowed to tell you that.
Well, you know, I think I know the answer to that.
What's your what?
Because they've already told us that we're going to be around the year after that.
Oh,
See, I'm just a little too clever for you guys sometimes.
Isn't he smart?
I figured it out. So,
well, since you know, it's going to be veered off.
Okay.
It's going to be kicked.
Kicked.
To, it's going to be, would you like to see the trajectory of it?
Sure. Okay. Data stream?
Yeah.
Sorry. Hope I didn't disrupt the line. You still there? What else?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I disrupted the line.
He just couldn't hear you, that's all.
Now do you see it? I'll show you where it's going to be kicked.
Right into Mars.
Oh, that is close.
Yes.
Oh, my land. That is close. That's not too far from the outer atmosphere.
Correct.
Well, if it's that close, just the gravitational pull of it could really harm the planet.
No. No. It'll be safe.
So is that going to be the Federation that's going to veer it off, or you guys?
We are.
You guys are the Wonder Group.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be kicked.
Well, can I say thank you for the human race?
Thank you. Thank
on
you.
Behalf of the human race, I'd like to
but
say
nobody
thank
knows
you.
That now, so right now, it's dead on course.
Now, it can't be that far away right now. Our astronomers must be able to see it.
Yes.
Do they know what it is? Or are they keeping quiet about it?
Well, they know it. It's a comet.
Do they know it's going to collide with the Earth?
Yes.
They're just keeping quiet about it?
Yes.
But they don't know it's going to be kicked?
Correct.
Okay. That's it. We're under strict orders.
So, it's okay for me to put this on my website, isn't
no.
it?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, no.
No, no, no.
See, I didn't have to ask, and I could have just said, well, you didn't tell me, so... Yeah. So I thought I'd ask just to, because I want to do the right thing here. Well,
you don't want to get Yeni upset.
Well, if nobody told me, I'm in the clear, right?
No.
You know, I can't read your minds. You can read my mind. I can't read your minds. But now I know, so I don't have any excuse. So okay. What else? So
you can write about the comet.
Okay,
you can say the comet will. Will be expected to hit in 2012. You can say that.
Can you see my website? I just added a big page to my website that covers that. I mentioned it last night.
Yes.
I just said that there's two schools of thought, one pole shift and the other a comet. It didn't occur to me that the comet would cause the pole shift. But, okay, so that's all great. And then... how long after that is the Federation planning on invading?
That's up to the planet at that point.
Our planet or them?
Yes.
Are they going to wait for us to invite them in?
Yes.
Well, in order to do that, we'll have to be made aware of them. Do they have plans for that?
Like, I believe they do, yes.
Like some sort of mass... demonstration. There's a movie, you'd probably like it. It's called The Day the Earth Stood Still. Are you aware of that movie?
No, I'm not.
Oh, let me tell you about it. The movie takes place like 50 years ago. And a spacecraft from another system lands in Washington, D.C., in front of the Capitol building. And outside of it comes a man and basically, he says, you Earthlings here, you have to straighten up your act because you're part of a community of worlds here and we can't allow you to act this way with your wars and atomic bombs and things like that. So he was asked by scientists to give a demonstration so that the other scientists and the leaders of the world could take them seriously. So they came up with a demonstration. They were going to... stop all electricity, all power on the entire planet, with the exception of planes in flight and hospitals and things like that. But everything else would stop. All boats, all cars, all transmissions, TV, radio, fans, electricity, everything would stop for like, I don't know, an hour. No, a whole day? I don't know. and it was called The Day the Earth Stood Still. And I think that would be really cool, something like that.
So what happened? What was the end?
The demonstration came and passed, and I haven't seen the movie for a while, but they basically said at the end of the movie that was to show that they meant business. And before he left in his little spaceship, he left a robot. His name I can't remember. And the robot, he explained that the robot was built to be a weapon too terrible to contemplate. And that if they were to engage in any aggression against another country or another planet on our world, that this robot would destroy everything. This one robot would destroy everything in the world, and there wouldn't be any power on Earth that could stop it. So he left the robot and then flew off into space, and that was the end of the movie. What do you think of that?
Aggressions must have stopped.
Well, we don't know, but we're still here, so that's the theory anyway. Basically, we were behaving like children.
Well, peace no matter what.
Yeah.
Peace no matter what, either peace by choice or peace by death. That's what's really saying.
And that's kind of what Zeus is saying also, you know.
Yes, in his weird ways.
In his weird ways.
Yes, I don't like him very much. Doesn't impress me.
Well, up until a few days ago, he thought he was the most powerful being in the universe.
Yes.
So, you know, you're bound to get a big head if you've been, you know, believing that for 14 billion years or whatever.
Yes.
It's bound to affect you. So I cut him a little slack.
Very little slack.
But look at how he reacted when he was introduced to the Wonder Group. You know, he didn't cause any trouble or anything.
He was very, very satisfied.
Yeah, so that says a lot about him, doesn't it? That he was able to...
He knew in his ways that he better not.
But still, he could have gone off in a completely different direction, and he didn't. He didn't go off on a power trip. He didn't make any threats or anything. He just, that's how it is. Okay. So, well, you guys are always giving us movies to watch. Well, now I guess I'm giving you guys one to watch. You can go watch The Day the Earth Stood Still. It's not in color. It's in black and white.
Oh, we can make it colors.
Technical.
If you do, give me a copy, will you? That'd be pretty cool. But that movie was made right about the time the world first started becoming aware of UFOs. And so it's interesting that right when the world is becoming aware of it, this movie comes out that describes the people on these ships as being benevolent and helpful, instead of dangerous and threatening. So that says a lot about our culture, don't you think?
Yes.
You know, maybe this will for us.
Yes.
Maybe with the Federation's help, we'll come a long ways. You know, maybe even want to visit someday.
Well, Wuzik is coming back.
Oh, he's
Yes.
The, you know what I mean.
The princess. Yes.
The princess, that's what I meant.
So I want you to start the business tomorrow.
Okay.
Get out there and do what you need to do.
Okay.
Write some names down.
Okay.
And also, I'm going to show you how to order some products.
Okay.
And we'll go through that.
Okay.
All right?
I'm excited.
Well, have fun.
I will.
Okay. Bye-bye, Zoe.
Okay, bye-bye. Nice talking to you. Nels. Should have had a video of me explaining The Day the Earth Stood Still to an E.T.
I know.
I wish I'd seen it recently, because I could explain it a lot better.
Yeah. So you didn't turn off the camera when you
No, but I'll just, you know, nothing goes on a website that isn't severely edited.
Yeah. You know. Very interesting about the comment.
But I haven't, I may not be putting as many tapes up. It just takes so much time to edit them and stuff. It's much easier just to do a blog posting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's never done.
How are you?
I'm good.
Did you like the ice creams?
Oh, it's delicious.
Good, good, good. Good, good, good.
We just saved a princess.
Yes, I heard.
You heard all about it.
Yes, I heard.
Wuzik was off getting her settled, and we were waiting for Wuzik to come back on the line, and we lost the line.
Yes, he helped her.
Hold
on, okay?
Okay.
I believe we're going to Chappie's tomorrow, but I'm not... You know how things could change.
Yep.
But it's scheduled for... Zoic, have you ever been to Chappie's?
Is that that bagel place?
Yes.
Yeah, we went there together once.
Yeah, you want to go again? We could schedule you in.
Tomorrow? I need to study. I need to study.
What are you studying?
Foreclosures.
Oh.
I got to get something together. I got to get something going.
I'd rather you go into the bagel place and study foreclosures.
Well, it takes a long time to drive, and gas is very expensive.
Oh.
It's very expensive to drive around these days.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hold on. Right. I'll leave you out of it then.
Yeah, but
okay, leave me out of it.
Wuzik for Wuzik.
Hello, Wuzik.
How are you? High fives. Oh, very sweet, very sweet. You're rumbling.
What do you mean I'm rumbling?
You're rumbling. It's like a short hum.
What short is that? Hum. What does that mean?
I'm looking into
I'm sleepy
it.
Or I'm...
Yes. It's like you're running on low.
That could be.
Yeah. What do you mean it could be? I'm telling you. Hi, Marcus.
Hey, Wuz.
Oh, you're so sweet.
So I'm dying to hear what happened with our little princess
friend. Oh, she's very hot.
Is she? Yeah,
yeah,
she's
very sweet, very
image.
Hot.
Yeah.
I got her safe. I got her safe. I switched her codes so nobody could find her.
Would they be able to find her through her friends?
No. No.
Would we be able to talk to her?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's totally
isolated.
And you would call it... what would you call it down
quarantine?
There? Quarantine? No,
or
not quarantine.
Seclusion?
Maybe seclusion, but witness protection.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that. But she's very thankful, and she wanted me to tell you thank yous.
Oh, it's a thrill to be able to help.
She's very sweet, very young.
It's, you know...
They were going to beat her sillies. Oh.
They were going to kill her.
No, before they killed her, because... Well, did she tell you the story?
Just a little bit of it.
Yeah, her father's a real pig. And what happens is he gives off all the girls to get more powers. And he gives them off to the highest bidders. And then they can do what they want with them.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So she was really going to be abused. And I said, oh, I'm so glad I can help. She was surprised how young I was.
You're young to her?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's about 4,000.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
but she's young to her worthies.
Now 4,000 years, I can't, now that can't possibly be 4,000 in Earth years.
Yes, Earth years.
How can it, and she's still just a princess?
Yes.
I mean, well that's changed because like we changed so much just in say the 80 years that we're on the planet here. We changed dramatically from one year to the next. We can't imagine living for 4,000 years and still being basically like a teenager.
But when you live to about 250,000 years, it's a small diode compared.
Well, just in terms of how much information we absorb on a day-to-day basis, that changes us. We learn things. We learn a lot of things. And I can't imagine, I mean, to live for 4,000 years and not to be like an incredibly wise, sage old being is incomprehensible to us because, you know...
Oh, she's very wise. She's very wise.
You had a long conversation with her?
Yes. She's very sweet, very sweet. That's what I'm saying. She couldn't believe I was so young.
How tall is she?
About 8 feet. Did you see a picture of her?
Yeah, I think Meniscus
showed
me.
She's about 8 feet, green,
yeah,
blue eyes.
Three tennis? Was it three
yes.
Tennis?
Is your body type like an insect body type? Like with an exoskeleton and...
Yes.
Like we have an internal skeleton. She has an external skeleton?
Correct.
Is she like on our plane or like physical world or higher?
Oh, physical world, yes.
Physical world. So her ship had to be run on the same type of energies that we have access to?
Not quite.
Like,
not quite.
Like, you know, neutrinos and things like that?
Propulsions.
Propulsions?
Yeah, propulsion systems.
So she took off, but she was just in like a little escape pod. How far could she get in that? I guess not very far if they were catching up to her.
Correct. See, the escape pod is destined to one location that expels different frequencies. So others around her can grab on the frequencies.
You mean when she arrived at her destination and her friends, where she's hoping to be safe, the ship itself would send out a homing beacon?
Correct, yes.
So these goons could track her down that way?
If they're close, yes.
They're close.
Yes.
I'm thinking of these other sisters of hers that are in the same situation. It's very sad.
Yes.
But that's really none of our business, is it?
No, because they never tried to escape. So you have to understand, Earth is not the drudgery that you think of. There's other miserable things out there.
There's even places more miserable than Earth?
I wouldn't say more miserable, but I would say just as miserable, yes.
Well, to be... you know, in our Middle Ages, our royalty would do things like that also.
Yes.
They would... I've got a documentary at home about how the royals would... subjugate and enslave the peasants. They call them serfs.
Yes, feudalisms.
Feudalism.
Yeah.
And their whole lifetimes would just be spent in fear of these royals, who are really no better than they were.
Correct.
But they had this power. And
the power that they gave them.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was something called the Magna Carta.
Yes.
Which changed all that.
Correct.
And it gave everybody the same rights to live as human beings, I guess?
Yes.
And so we've come a long way in like the last 1,000 years. What was that, 1,500 years? So 1,500 years, that's like, you know, that's like a weekend in the Bahamas to her. you see what I mean? She's 4,000 years old and she's still young. And,
yes.
And look at what we've done in the last 1,500 years. You know? So I guess it's all perspective.
All perspectives, all rights.
All perspective. Do you have something?
Oh, no, I was just going to make a funny comment. What was it? I love when I see your image of you laughing. You laugh so hard.
Yes.
You're like, you know, cap is bouncing up and down.
Yes. You tried my bell cap on.
Yes, I don't think... Oh, that's right. I didn't tell Laz why you're here. Yeah, I did. I got to try his bell cap on when I went up there. He let me take it off. I put it on, and I guess I was dancing.
Yes.
Did it fit?
I don't remember.
It automatically fits.
Oh.
It's automatics. It's a living bell cap.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, we talked to Mel's about...
would you like to see Atlantic Cities?
Yeah.
Come on over.
All
right. Come on over.
You're gonna show him Atlantic City?
Yes.
Is this a message from Mel's?
So anyway, before your little trip, we're talking to Mel's about this comet that's heading into the Earth.
Oh yes.
And see, he wasn't gonna tell me until he wasn't gonna tell me the outcome until I told him I already knew the outcome because we were gonna be here the following year, right? So he broke down and he told us that it was going to be veered off and stuff.
It's going to be kicked in a certain direction.
It's going to be kicked.
Yes.
And that the Earth is going to be saved and everything. But we're not real clear on what is okay for me to put on the website or not.
Oh.
Because my recollection is that he said that it was all okay, but I could be wrong.
Let me ask him.
Okay.
Yes, you can put it on the website, just the one part.
The part that it's going to hit, not the part that is going to be buried away.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Okay, and I got something else I can ask you about. Psilocybin. Remember we talked about that last time? Mushrooms?
Yes.
I have two ways of getting it. Both are next to impossible, but one is I can grow myself. Yeah, sure. So when he joined our merry little group here, he died and was reborn?
Correct. He's being rebirthed.
Okay.
Yes. The next step we have from is facing off with his father.
Well, I was joking yesterday, but, you know, maybe you could tell me what you think of this idea. If you want to make him assertive, you know, the quickest way to do that is to have him learn how to box. How to fight people.
No.
That'll do it.
No, he's doing very well. We're trying to keep him safe, and
we're
not looking for miracles here.
He could learn karate. That would make him feel very assertive.
I do want to talk about a couple of those things where you say, like you say, I can't do my laundry at my dad's house, or, you know, I have to get, you know, the approval of the surgeon, and that kind of thing. Why, what is doing my laundry have anything to do with me being...
Part of the test.
But every other human could do their wash whenever they want.
Correct, but you're not every other human. You need to be cycled.
How does that increase his assertiveness to ask permission to do his laundry all the time?
Well, because his laundries are needed, so when he gets to a certain score, then he's being allowed to do his laundries. Do you see how that works?
What other things does he need to score a high score to be able to do?
He has a daily high score. He needs 90 to pass, but we need him to be like 93 and 94 each day.
Okay, and you give him little tests or chores to do, and when he's successful with that, he's given more points?
Yes, exactly, and he's allowed to do more.
So if he was lousy at it, then you'd let him walk around in dirty clothes all the time?
Yes. Yes, and that would teach him not to be so lousy. He's very focused on one aspect. His surroundings are not so good. Actually, pretty bad. Am I correct on that, Marcus?
I guess I have to agree.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean you have to agree? It's very bad. His surroundings, he doesn't... when he's driving or if someone's walking around him, he doesn't notice things. So we're trying to teach him how to notice his surroundings. So the test is really helping him on all the levels he needs to.
Now, I noticed years ago that when I lived in Seattle, I'd be walking around downtown Seattle, and I'd realize that most people that I was looking at were completely unaware of their surroundings. They're just sort of lost in thoughts or sort of bumbling along, and that I could, you know, I could take off all my clothes and go prancing down the street and nobody would even notice it.
They would notice it.
I'm kind of exaggerating to make a point. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yes. Yes.
And some of us are normally, just naturally, more acutely aware of our surroundings than others.
No, he would be, but see what happened is when he was younger, his father tormented him.
So it drove him deeper inside him.
Correct.
A little like this little girl that I saw at the 7-Eleven the other night?
Yes, perfect. Perfect examples. She's going to be self-induced, probably suicidal.
So that's why I was, and I don't mind saying this in front of, you know, since I'm saying it myself, I'm not ashamed to say it in front of his own.
Of course not.
But when I'm sure everybody in the one group, I'm sure you guys might have seen this in 1998 or so, I think it's 98, 99, shortly after I moved here, I reached a very low point, suicidal point, actually.
Correct.
I'm just kind of making a point that I reached that point in my life. Why then? Who knows? But
now, see, Marcus is what, 33?
Yes.
If his father was here in front of him, and he lifts a hand, Marcus is 33, a man. Show him your stance. If your father was about to put up his hand.
Like he's going to do something to me?
Yes.
Just how I would react to it?
Yes. Like a child.
Oh, yeah, it'd be like that.
See, so we're trying to get him out of that initiative.
Whereas if my father were alive and were going to do something like that to me, I'd push him.
Correct. See, yes. Correct.
See how his reaction to that, this seems to so totally beyond comprehension.
Beyond comprehension, correct. Now, he's not 12, he's 33, so he shouldn't be that much of afraid.
There's a certain amount of dependency that I still have, to my financially, whatever.
See, there's a reason for the mayhems.
He always says that. He's right.
Yes.
Can I kind of like interject something? You brought about something up here. That little girl?
Yes.
Is there anything that we can do to help her?
No.
Is there maybe a way that you or the Wonder Group could kind of guide her mother to me again so I could have a talk with her?
No. Stay away from it.
Well, I kind of feel that it's our responsibility to do whatever we can if we're put in that position.
Yes and no. Well...
And if I can like help that little girl just with a few words to the mother, I think I can talk to her. Just tell her that, you know, how worthless she's making that little girl feel.
She knows. She knows. She can't help it. It's an inbreed. It's an inbreed.
Can circumstances be influenced to put that little girl in a better foster care situation, maybe? Is it something that could be maybe petitioned of the Wonder Group to act on behalf of somebody else?
I'll check that out.
You know,
but I know that, see, there's so much that you don't see that is going on like that.
Well, it's not her fault.
No, it's not her fault.
She should be taken out of that situation.
I agree.
Put into a better
situation. You should have taken her and pulled her and ran, and that would have been acceptable.
It might have been acceptable as far as the Wonder Group is concerned. It might not be as far as the police are concerned.
Well, you could tell the police what's going on.
I need to talk to a cop to find out what they would do in that situation.
Correct.
But
because if you grab a child, which that was,
yeah.
And you say to the police, I am not giving this back unless there's a CPS officer here, then they would call the CPS officer. If you are a citizen and you see distressful levels, you have every right to even call the police yourself and tell them you are not giving this child back.
Maybe every moral right to do it. I don't know if I have every legal right.
Yes, you do.
They got some funny laws. If they can't see any marks on a little girl, they could just as easily believe a mother.
But if you called the CPS, at least you could have a statement, right? And at least the mother would be accountable for that. There'd be some kind of record.
I wish I could have done something like that.
Yes.
But
you want records. And you could also say, if I find out that this little girl is dead or beaten or something and there's a record, I'm coming after you, meaning the CPS. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, say, if I find out later that this record is produced and then later the girl is hurt, I'm going to be knocking on your doors. So there are different things you could do.
Yeah, unfortunately, at the time, we're influenced by something that maybe doesn't affect you guys quite as much as it does us. But
well, that's why we tried to help Marcus.
We get emotional.
We're trying to help Marcus. Because we really felt like he's very stupendous. He has a lot to offer.
You hear that?
Thank you.
He has a lot to offer.
Thank you.
But he's very, very inbred, even at his work, which they're trying... Do you notice that they're trying to pull you out of that at work, too?
I think by inbred, he means you're inside yourself.
Yes.
Oh.
See, here, inbred means, you know, you're the product of, you know, cousins sleeping with each other. It's a completely different kind of thing.
I knew it kind of knew what he meant, so I was trying to think of outside the box.
Well, sometimes you'll say something and you don't get the response you expect. It's because we're thinking, well, what does he really mean by that? I'm inbred? What does he know? Does he know something I don't know?
He's himself. He's infused with himself.
Okay.
Infused with, introverted?
Introverted, yes.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, and I'm trying to... And I'm not saying I have to be the social bug.
It's not really about being social.
Yeah.
It's about being accepted socially, meaning you know what's going on around you.
Okay.
Well, if I could put in like one timid request of the Wonder Group, it would be if they could do something to put that girl in a better situation. Either that or let me confront the mother again, see if I can do anything.
That could be arranged.
Okay, could you possibly look into that?
Yes. But, yes.
We helped a princess, maybe we can help this little girl. You know, it'd probably be easier to help the little girl.
Yes.
You know, so, okay.
Your heart really was tied to her.
It's heartbreaking.
Yes.
To see, I mean.
But that times 5,000 a day. You see what I mean?
How do you mean? With you?
5,000 others.